That was funny. Mike?
Rich, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I just got out of Plunge Nosara where we breathe, freeze, and heal, and apparently I need all these things. So tell us what's going on down here. It's been a long time since we talked. Last time we were at Beach Dog, I remember all the trucks coming by and everything was crazy?
Yes.
It's a little bit smoother now. So fill us in. What's Plunge Nosara all about? Why are you doing it? And take us through just the setup.
We opened this past December, just the beginning of the high season. I was plunging myself for about a year and a half, and lots of people in the community were messaging me and asking me if they could use my own personal tank. And after a few moments of thinking, I said, why don't I just open a spot for the community to come and enjoy this amazing modality of sitting in cold water? And, you know, it's all the rage around right now. And so we opened the spot, and it's big, magnificent. We just have had such a great turnout. And yeah, the idea is basically we have different passes and memberships for people, everything from a $5 drop-in for the Tico community to make it accessible for them, all the way up to packages for tourism and tourists. And the idea is to come and try to sit for between 3 and 5 minutes. We have three different tanks with three different temperatures usually, all within the biological benefit range, which is 45 Fahrenheit to 55 Fahrenheit. I don't do the Celsius, so I can't tell you what that is right now. But we have those ranges so that everybody can sort of feel comfortable in a certain temperature. And it's been great. And I mean, you get out, there's so many biological benefits from anti-inflammatory aspects to helping your immune system boost, to anti-aging properties, and just to dopamine release. You never see anybody get out of there mad, that's for sure. Most people are smiling or laughing or crying.
That was what was most interesting. It was a combination of emotions. I'm coming out of dengue right now. I'm very sore. I've been surfing like crazy in the sun a ton. I have a lot of emotional stress going on from money and just all kinds of stuff that just life's doing its thing, right?
Life, yeah.
So my back's hurting bad, and I don't know, this version of dengue, it's like my old injuries are hurting, like my broken hands, my broken teeth, my wrist, my back injury from 2012 skateboarding. Like, I mean, it hurts like I don't even know how to describe it. And so when you saw me the other day and you were like, hey, you look like you're in pain, get over here, I knew it was gonna help. I was just kind of nervous because it's freaking cold. So why don't you walk anyone listening about that who's kind of a chicken like me at first, to kind of like, hey, that's cold. I've seen that online, and I believe that there's benefits. I knew it was going to help. Like I said, I didn't want to look like a big wuss in front of you. So I can't be the only one who's nervous about the temperature. Can you walk a beginner through it?
Sure. Yeah, and definitely no name calling here. Nobody's a wuss. Just showing up at the door of Plunge Nosara means that you have some fortitude and you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone. So that is the reason we have the three different temperatures in the tanks, so that, again, there's something for everybody. And 50 degrees or 52 degrees is kind of one of our warmer tanks, is definitely doable for anybody. And what we, you know, if they've never been inside of a cold tank before, then Carol, my partner, I will help coach you through it. We'll start with a little bit of like relaxing breath work, no crazy Wim Hof stuff, just some slow inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth, kind of relax the heart rate, drop into the situation. Sit in the tank, kind of get up to the belly, put the hands out at first, because a lot of people have a little pain in their hands. Hands or feet seem to be where people get the most pain in the beginning. So we'll sit them in the tank, get the breath going, and after about 30 seconds, 45 seconds, people seem to kind of calm that initial anxiety aspect. And then we'll get the hands in a little bit. And then once that happens, we usually get people after about a minute and a half to sink in. And if somebody after a minute and a half is like, I can't do this, they can get out. You know, it's not like you have to stay in for a certain amount of time, come out here, get in the sun, warm up again, and then we'll get you back in for another round. So sometimes we'll do rounds with people, minute, get out for a minute, go back in for a minute.
So you've got stages and angles for whoever.
And they need a little baby steps, all good.
Of course.
Just jump in for the whole time.
Exactly. And then some people will go in a warmer tank to sort of get their body temperature down a little bit for a minute or two, and then they'll be able to get into an even colder tank after that, and then another colder tank. So when we do a drop-in, it's not like you got to get in, get out, and leave. We'll allow people to hang out for 20, 30 minutes if they want to. Go into one tank, warm up, do some exercising, get back in, try another tank, and hang out and kind of make a moment out of it. And then we also have, just to mention, the infrared sauna here as well, which is very new. I think maybe there is one somewhere else in the hills of Nosara, but this is the one that's available to the community and accessible for everybody. And it's the only full spectrum infrared sauna and also a beautiful sound system in there. So you can do some sound healing, do the infrared and the red light therapy all at once. So super beneficial to do that for 15 to 30 minutes and then jump in the plunge afterwards. So you're dilating the blood vessels and then constricting the blood vessels. So that contrast therapy is very beneficial to the body.
Hey, I'll take you up on that. I want to give it a go. So for the folks who have dengue, I just did it. It helped a lot. I feel more crisp and
awake and alive and
energetic. Yeah, just for the first time in like a week or 10 days, like my back injury is not like screaming at me. So that's my testimony. I just did it, and it was not as bad as I thought it would be.
Happy to hear, man. Happy to help. And yeah, we're excited to have this for the community, and it's been a great success so far. Even in the high season, we had people that were just hot that wanted to come and just cool off because there's nowhere to cool off, right? They're just like moms and dads and just like, can we just sit in one of these tanks and get our body temperature down? So whether you're coming for back pain or you're coming for stress relief or you're coming to just cool off, we're excited to have you. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it as always.